Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact to Income. Thanks again for joining me today. If you haven't listened to the previous two podcasts, go ahead and do that. For this one is kind of the next piece to how to, you know, scale your business to be able to sell it in 10 years. And what this is, it's really going to help you break down your yearly goals and your landmarks. So what it is that you need to achieve so that you can have those goals. So number one, when you're breaking down your yearly goals and when you're creating, you know, a 1 year plan, a 3 year plan, a 5 year plan, even a 10 year plan, what it is that number one that you want to do is have the end in mind. And I know you hear that, but what does that actually mean? So it means, okay, for example, going back to my first segment on this, how much do I want to sell this whole company for? How much profit do I need to bring in order to sell it for that much? And then number two, knowing that, the second question is to ask is, what pieces do I need to have in place in order to generate that type of income? And number three, who do I need to be involved with in order to make that happen? And if you wanted to add a fourth piece on there, then it would be, what skill sets do I need to master in order to achieve that? Okay. And that can be done as well with hiring people as well, right? So let's kind of dive in on this. So the first piece to breaking down your goals. Now, once you have that end in mind, let's just go down and say, okay, 5 year goal. So what's your income goal that you want to create? Write that down. Now that you have that, now what are the pieces? How much are you selling your products and services for? How many things of each thing do you need to sell? So let's say you have a $1,000 product or a $500 product or a $10,000 product, whatever it might be. Let's start with a thousand. And let's say that's your only thing you're selling, right? And it's like, okay, I want to create $100,000 in the next 3 years. Like I want, by the third year, I want to be bringing in $100,000. So then what you would do is you'd say, okay, well, how many of these things do I need to sell to achieve that? I know this is super simple, but the problem is, not very many people do this. They just have a goal in mind and they don't break it down. So you've got to break it down. So then, okay, well, if it's $1,000, you want to create 100,000. Well, you need 100 of those people, right? So you need to sell 100 things. So for me, let's say our goal is to create 8 million in the next 3 years. And by year three, we're doing 8 million in a year. Okay. So what does that mean? Okay, well, 8 million. So then, okay, we have products at 65,000, 30,000, 15,000, 5,000, 2,000, and 500, right? So then knowing my ratio of how many people I have and how many I usually sell, I can then break that down and say, okay, great. Out of how many people do I need to be able to generate that money? So I'll take and I'll say, okay, so in the 65, it's 15% conversion. So then I need to know, so how many people do I need to get to have a 15% conversion in order to achieve my desired income? And with that 15% and then going from the other one, so let's say it's 30% for the middle tier and then another 20% for the lower tier. And you just break it down and get all the percentages so they all add up to 100 based off all your products and services. So that by the time you're done, you have exactly how much you want to create and all the percentages of what you need to do in order to make it happen. Break it down. See it. Imagine it. Vision it. See what it is. Once you have that in place, now your goal is going to be, okay, how do I do that? How do I go and sell all these things? How do I get more people? This is when you can create your marketing calendars and you can say, okay, what are the 8 ways that I'm going to generate income or bring people through these systems? Sales team, funnels, events, marketing campaigns, webinars, whatever it might be that you're doing, whether it's networking or whatever it might be, you're going to create all these different ways that you are attracting clients. And then you can break it down and say, okay, in order to get 200 people into this event or program, how am I going to do that? And then ask yourself and then say, okay, well, if I have all these different ways of marketing, I'm going to break down each one and say, okay, here's, If I break down 200, then 50 of them are going to come from live events. 60 of them are going to come from sales team. 30 of them are going to come from personal stuff. 100 of them are going to come from stage appearances. And you just break down until you get all the people in your realm accounted for that you need to make that much money. Now that you've broken down that, you can go in and ask yourself, what, great, do I have these skill sets? What do I need to start focusing on? And now you can focus on all your resources and time to acquire that skill set and hire those types of people to achieve your goals. And that's the cool thing about breaking down your goals. Now you have a 5-year goal and you can say, okay, what about in 3 years? Okay, what about this year? And do the same thing for each year. Make sense? So I know that's kind of a lot to run over. Hopefully some of it made sense. If it doesn't, let us know. Go to thefreedomcatalyst.com, get in our Facebook group, ask questions. If you need to see examples of how this is done, ask questions, get on the forums, reach out. We will create that for you and send it to you if you want to see a real live example. So thanks so much for following us and seeing this. Hopefully that helps. Go do it. Break it down. Set the time to break it down so you know how to achieve your goals. All right. Thanks for joining me again. Tyler Watson here, and we'll see you on the next segment.